Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's Sidebar Chat High Trust Edition. In our last chat, we discussed some of the enhancements to the High Trust MyCSF tool, and we will continue that discussion today in part two of our series with a focus on three more of the enhancements that were part of the advisory released by High Trust on July 12th. So, Steve, let's get started. Like I mentioned, last episode, we discussed two of the five enhancements to new assessment workflows and status dashboards. So moving on to some of the other enhancements, can you tell us a little bit about the enhancements to web forms?
Absolutely, Claire. Thank you for having me back. So the new web forms give High Trust assessed entities and their external assessors the ability to enter the organization and scope information directly into the MyCSF tool, electronically sign key documents, and easily request draft report revisions. Prior to this process, this was very, very manual, and it really resulted in the PDFs being sent back and forth via email or other means between High Trust, the external assessors, and the assessed entities. And this process really allows for much more efficiencies as everything now lives within one place within the tool.
Got it. It definitely sounds efficient. So what about the enhancements to tasks and notifications?
Absolutely. So the tasks in MyCSF give, again, the High Trust assessed entities and their external assessors the ability to track and respond to questions and follow-up items from High Trust during their assessment QA. Each task contains an action item for either the High Trust assessed entity or the external assessor, resulting from that check-in or that QA to review any kind of QA questions and upload additional documentation as needed there. Again, this allows for much more efficiencies in the QA process as now everything lives in one place. You're easily able to respond to those tasks and close out remediation items relatively quickly there.
Got it. And the last one, High Trust report format changes. Can you talk a little bit about what this means?
Absolutely. So several changes have been introduced to the contents and that format of the CSF validated assessment reports. And this is really in order to streamline the presentation of the information presented within the reports, as well as more clearly present the assessment scope. These changes don't necessarily affect the organization, which means that no action is really needed from them, but instead it simply provides them with a much more cleaner and much more easier to read report.
Got it. So these will be automatically implemented on October 1st, 2022. So is there anything that organizations need to know if they are currently utilizing the legacy assessment workflow?
Absolutely. So as we kind of alluded to in part one, organizations should really be working with their external assessors right now to ensure that the external assessors are aware of these changes and to make sure they are prepared to upload documents to High Trust in a slightly different order to ensure that there are no delays or headaches during that submission process there.
Got it. So my last question for you today, Steve, is there anything else you want to mention about these MyCSF enhancements?
Yeah, definitely. Just overall, I'm very excited about these new enhancements as they really already have streamlined a few of my clients' projects and added some great efficiencies here. I'm looking forward to what High Trust has in store for us next as they continue to enhance both the external assessors and organizations going through the High Trust process there.
Awesome. That sounds like we have a lot of exciting things in store. So Steve, thank you again for more valuable insight on the enhancements to the High Trust MyCSF tool. And to our audience, thank you for tuning in. And we look forward to seeing everyone next time on Sidebar Chats.
Thank you, Claire.